On Monday, we read from your letters. Last week, we discussed the rules governing the presidential and vice presidential debates, and we issued an email challenge. What rules would you add to the already long list? And on the eve of the vice presidential debate, we've decided to read a few more. By far, the most emails reflected our listeners' desire that debaters answer the questions they are asked. Catherine Howard suggested how to make sure that happens. After a question is posed, she wrote, if a candidate fails to address the question within 10 seconds, the moderator will turn off the microphone until the candidate gets back on the topic. Another theme of the emails was concern over the nature of debate. If I were to make a change, wrote Kathy Swartz of Ashland, Oregon, it would be to return to the rules made by the League of Women Voters nearly 20 years ago. At that time, questions could be posed by members of the audience. Each candidate could answer and rebut the comments of the other, and the process was a true debate in the truest term. Some of our listeners had ideas on how to make the debates more entertaining and perhaps more relevant to their lives. Chris Pulaski in Wisconsin had this suggestion. Mr. Kerry and Mr. Bush should be required to come to the debates as normal everyday Americans, in other words, directly from arising from bed in the morning, without quaffing and grooming, and be required to answer questions relating to things regular folks know about, like the price of a gallon of milk. Carlos Perez Rubio suggests a game show format, Double Jeopardy, using current events. From Rowena Quimson, an idea that won't work on radio. One question should be answered by just body language and facial expression. And finally, from Ellen Blair of Louisville, North Carolina, the only rule I would issue is to have no rules at all. I agree with your guest, Marvin Kalb. The journalists should be in control, not the nominees. If you have comment or questions, you can send them to totn@npr.org, and please include where you're writing from and some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Becky Glamis, Sarah Handel, Kara Arsenal, and Megan Williams. Chad Campbell directs the program. Brendan Banaszak is our production assistant. Our interns are Susanna George and Tanya Luma. Kevin Waite is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Kurt Turner, and Cal Southworth. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.